Good morning. Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know headed into this Tuesday morning. I'm Taylor Levesque, and this is The Point from WUFT News. A new Gainesville ordinance makes panhandling on a street median that's 6 feet or less wide illegal. I spoke to WUFT reporter Lillian Lawson, who explained the details of the ordinance.
This ordinance prohibits anyone from standing on a median less than or equal to 6 feet wide. And that could be anyone panhandling, but it could be you or me standing on a median for a long period of time. We would get fined. Commissioner Ward said that it's been a safety concern for him for a while, but it was really sparked by an incident in April of 2019 where David Washington, a panhandler, was killed. He was panhandling at the intersection of Northwest 16th Boulevard and Northwest 43rd Street and killed by a car. After that, Commissioner Ward said, I'm tired of all the deaths that have been happening from people standing on the median. And so he proposed the ordinance after that.
What are the homeless saying? I understand there's some concern that they're being targeted. Do they have any say in this?
The city is going to propose this ordinance and either go through with it or not, no matter what. But Commissioner Ward did say that he reaches out to Grace Marketplace, which is a place where sheltered homeless people live. And he says he reaches out to them whenever the ordinance has to do with homelessness or extreme poverty to get the opinions of the homeless advocates. And I spoke to quite a few homeless people about this, and I actually got a lot of mixed responses. One person, Charles Smith, he said he's out here trying to make a living and living off of the streets, and like, who are they to find him? But I've had other people say that they've lost people that are close to them due to panhandling on the medians. So they recognize that it's unsafe, and most of the homeless people that I spoke to, they recognize that it's a risk, but at the same time, they're just trying to do what they can to get the money or whatever they need for the day.
What about city officials? What is their opinion on this new ordinance?
There's a pretty strong opinion for the ordinance. When I spoke to Commissioner Ward, he said that he doesn't want to have anyone else be run over and killed in a median. And this is against safety, not panhandling. So this is a public safety ordinance, not a panhandling ordinance, in his words. And so although it is affecting the homeless community more, it's not to specifically target them, according to the officials.
What consequences will be in place in the future for those not following the ordinance?
The first consequence would be a $50 fine. The second would be a $100 fine. And on the third violation, whoever is standing in the median has to attend a civil court appearance. So they have to go to court.
Did they specify when these consequences will come into play?
Yeah, so I actually asked them that, and they said that there's not a set date. So right now, they're just going around and educating as many people as possible. But since this ordinance was passed a couple months ago, they're probably getting to that point where they're going to start handing out fines. I talked to homeless outreach advocates, and both Mark Watson and Patrick Dodds spoke about how they're geared on giving homeless people housing and being able to get them into the houses that they need so that they can get back on their feet and lead a normal life. But if a homeless person gets fined $50, they might not even make that panhandling in a day. And so these are things that will be on their record, which when the housing company checks to see if they're eligible, they might be denied because of these fines and these impending fines that they have gotten. That's another thing that they're concerned about, is they're most likely not going to be able to pay the fine. And so it's just going to build up on their record. And so when they are able to get a house, or when they are able to get back on their feet, they're not going to be able to move forward with that process because of these fines. But a lot of the people I talked to said that it was understandable, and they understand how it can be a safety hazard, and that they'd rather stand on the sidewalks where it's safer anyway. Most of them understood where this was coming from.
That was WUFT reporter Lillian Lawson, who explained a new Gainesville ordinance that makes it illegal to panhandle on a street median that is 6 feet or less wide. Now let's get you caught up on other stories across the state. Miami-Dade County will lift the countywide curfew on April 12th. According to CBS 4 Miami, a month ago, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the curfew would be lifted by April 5th if the COVID-19 positivity average is at 5.5% or lower. However, on April 4th, the rate was 6.41%. But despite the numbers, Levine Cava says because of increased vaccinations and aggressive COVID-19 response, the curfew will be lifted. More than 795,000 people have been vaccinated in Miami-Dade County. Florida gas prices are dropping. According to ABC 7, on March 21st, the state average reached $2.91 per gallon. That price has dropped to $2.85 per gallon, decreasing 6 cents over the last 2 weeks. AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins says gas prices are decreasing because refineries have mainly recovered from the power outages in February and crude oil prices have dropped because of COVID-19 lockdowns in Europe. Currently in the state, West Palm Beach and Boca Raton have the most expensive regional price at $2.98, and Punta Gorda has the least expensive regional price at $2.76 per gallon. In Jacksonville, new ideas have been proposed by a school advisory committee to rename Robert E. Lee High School. According to News 4 Jax, these names can be voted on from April 26th through April 30th and May 3rd through May 7th. 9 schools are being renamed in the county. Voting results will be submitted in May, and the school board will have a final say in the changes. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which will drop the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Go to WUFT.org for more info. I'm Taylor Levesque, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida.